The Rules Committee unanimously approved a resolution to request or subpoena personnel files and background information on Reynolds from his time as an Indianapolis and Butler University police officer. It now goes for a vote before the full council next Monday. Councilman Troy Warner says the first step to rebuilding trust in the board is for someone to step forward and take responsibility for the missteps in the hiring process.
Somebody needs to own it. We've seen a lot of finger pointing, a lot of blaming going on. It's embarrassing.
Under the ordinance that created the review board, City Clerk Don Jones is in charge of hiring the board's director, while the Common Council manages the board's budget and appoints members. There is nothing the council can do to dismiss Reynolds at this point, but it can investigate any city employee. But Jordan Geiger, an activist with Black Lives Matter South Bend, said during public comment that Clerk Jones said last month she'd kept the council in the loop as part of the interview process.
In fact, she said that you all weighed in on the decision to hire this person. So what are the missteps?
Council President Karen White says she takes some responsibility and that the review board is very important to the council and the community. They are still moving forward with selecting board members as scheduled and are accepting applications until this Friday. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.